Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is the first anniversary of the October 7th Hamas attacks in Israel. Joining us now, News Nation national security contributor and former Air Force Assistant Vice Chief of Staff, Lieutenant General Richard Newton. Good morning, General. It sounds like there is no let up on the Israeli strikes in Lebanon today, is there?
Well, good morning, Bob. It is a significant day, not only in Israeli history, but frankly, world history, of the one-year anniversary of the 7th of October, that brutal attack that Hamas made on Israel. But all initiative right now is with Israel. And I believe we're at a tipping point in the Mideast. And certainly the most under stress right now is Iran, because what Israel has done this last year with Hamas has now taken on Hezbollah to the north, which is the most formidable paramilitary terror organization in the world. It's the most formidable proxy of Iran. And so they are systematically destroying their leadership and their missile capabilities. Their aim there is to enable the return of 70,000 Israeli citizens to their homes up in northern Israel along that border between Lebanon and Israel. But really the main focus, the main effort now, and this is a war, Bob. This is a war between Israel and Iran. The main focus right now is to compel Iran never to conduct these offensive operations like we saw that huge missile attack on April 13th and then certainly on the 1st of October. Mm-hmm. So we're at a tipping point right now, and all bets are off in terms of what Israel's going to do now against Iran.
With Israelis gathering to commemorate the October 7th attacks and later this week worshiping during the High Holy Yom Kippur holiday, do you think Israel is holding off until next week with any major attack that would result in retaliatory strikes?
Well, Israel has said, and certainly from Prime Minister Netanyahu, that they will conduct a counterstrike at a place and a time and a date of their choosing. And so I think that's regardless of certainly the Yom Kippur and so forth dates that we're going to be experiencing here, I think what they're doing, their calculus is what is the best opportunity timing-wise to strike back at Iran. I believe it'll be a very comprehensive strike against Iran, and it'll be one that will be with impunity. And that takes a lot of time, takes a lot of effort in organizing that and putting the forces together. Largely will be done by the air, but there'll be intelligence operations and special operations forces as well. One other point, Bob. I'll remind our listeners that the main effort right now, however, tactically for Israel, is that incursion, the ground incursion against Hezbollah to the north, along that southern border or southern part of Lebanon and the northern part of Israel, to clear up the network of tunnels and Hezbollah fighters there, and really to clear out the missiles that have threatened the Israeli people. So a lot's going on. They've got their hands full. So I wouldn't anticipate something immediately. I don't believe it's necessarily on particular dates in terms of this week, but it will be a comprehensive strike back at Iran.
What is the end game for Israel? You're a veteran military strategist. Don't you have to have an end game plan as you go into these battles?
Yeah, the military is just one of the national security tools that Iran or Israel is using, obviously. But the end game is multifold here. First and foremost, Israel is in a position now. The path ahead is really restoring Israel's security in Gaza and Hezbollah, you know, in the Lebanon Israeli border. They're doing so militarily, right, and that's very, very important. Secondly, their end game here is to take on and destroy Iran's capabilities to not only strike Israel, but to strike Iranian neighbors, and then eventually prevent them from getting a nuclear weapon. And third, this is on the political front, an outcome that I believe is certainly within arm's reach after the war that we're seeing right now. I think you get the normalization of relations between Israel and Saudi Arabia back on track. You know, that was moving in the right direction up until 7 October of last year. And so I think those are the three main path of what will define success from Israel's standpoint, but also those clearly support U.S. national security interests as well.
Mm. Lieutenant General Richard Newton, News Nation national security contributor, always appreciate your expertise and insight. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bob. Good morning.